Answering the calls to greatness. Our hobbies, interests, and curiosities are a star chart in the infinite complexity of life. Though we can go anywhere and do anything, there are certain things that call to us. And despite orders, poverty, overwork, we each have to answer that call. As we grow and mature and become more knowledgeable, what calls to us becomes more sophisticated. In our youth, we may wish to abandon all and climb Mount Everest. But as we grow, we become painters, sculptors, musicians and composers, thinkers and philosophers, and we share what we learned of wisdom in more profound ways. It is a law of the universe. It is just how things are. When we keep ignoring the call, our growing up will slow down, and our convictions, no matter how real they may seem to us, will become those of a person who is rejecting the calls to grow all the way up. That which calls to us is not a game or yet another adventure. It is greatness, the very thing we discover when we grow up in wisdom. Growing all the way up is just another way of saying becoming a great being. We have to rage ravenous against fear and through fearful things towards wisdom and greatness. We have to bellow in laughter at stupid office politics and take to endless trails. Because we can't stay forever childlike, or forever 20, or forever 30, or 40. And what is this greatness, and why is it so great? The natural born orator will awaken within you, out of the urge to share, out of the urge to speak out. You will write poetry and books and audiobooks to tell the world about your discoveries, to help the world become somewhat like you, to change the future for better. To answer your own questions is to become coherent, integrated, contradiction-free, and easy to understand. There are so many questions that people have that they sometimes can't answer, often for no reason at all. People do things out of sequence and prevent themselves from advancing. Your wisdom can get them unstuck, bring them the lessons that they have missed. You can easily deliver it in a book that they can read at home. These great personal journeys are for the betterment of humankind. Your best discoveries will eventually be used to fix our days, to rebuild how a human life is to be lived. Lessons from old Socrates, for example, often make our lives more meaningful today. When we are reminded to examine our lives so that we may learn who we are. Where science prides itself at advancing forward, politics, cults, and cultures pride themselves at halting progress, at remaining the same. But humanity must grow, both in mind and at heart. And that can only be accomplished by answering the calls to greatness.